We're here live at Churchill Downs for the greatest horse race of them all, the fabled Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby. The horses are led to the starting gate. The crowd buzzes in anticipation. There's the accordion with the time-honored call to the post. And they're off!
Riders Radio Theater is on the air!
Radio, there's riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yo, radio, radio, we've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle the tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Sweaty Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender invite you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler at the moon. Every buckaret and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,335th performance of their star-crossed career, here are Riders in the Sky. Yes.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and thank you, Texas Big Spender, the voice that persuaded tens of thousands of Americans to part with their hard-earned dollars to purchase baby chicks in the glory days of half-million-watt stations on border radio. And speaking of radios, as you raptly stare at the radiant dial of your silver-tone Continent Spanner 7, you'll find to your far right not Jesse Helms, but a man who found fast-food romance while ordering a quarter-pounder without cheese. Too Slim. I'm Ranger Doug, idol of American youth. I was seeking romance when I ordered a quarter pounder with cheese. Woody Paul, king of the cowboy fiddlers, got lucky in a seafood restaurant when he ordered a quartered flounder with cheese, while Joey, the cow polka king, looked for a million-dollar baby at the Ritz-Carlton, but found her in cheesy quarters. Enough of this. Let's ride off with a song, the first cowboy song.
One, two, three.
When the wind comes whistling through the pines, a cowboy rides his herd all through the night. Across the hills, a lone coyote whines, and he's heard this song so many times, he knows most every line. With the wind to teach him lonely, and the coyotes teach him blue, and a night bird or two to learn the tune. He joined in nature's chorus through a thousand lonely nights, till at last he sang his own song to the moon. Odiole, sunlight follows darkness, sure as snow melts into spring, and his song turned from indigo to rose. And he learned the joyful noises of a million little things as down the trail his singing cowboy goes. Well, it must have been that very song that drew the lady near, with her wildflower smile and midnight eyes. And they spent their years together out on the old frontier, rejoicing in the fullness of their life. Ole, 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 ole.
Riders Radio Theater will return right after this dolphin-safe message. Here's animal aficionado H.H. Hammerhead Stilson.
Hello, neighbors. The old Hammerhead here on behalf of Varmint Mart, where pets and pet accessories are waiting to be a big part of your life. I'll bet you the last weenie on the stick that this scene happens every day at your domicile.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Meow.
Oh, Butterscotch, you're the sweetest little kitty poo.
Meow.
Here, Gingus. Ruff. Good dog. A man's man's best friend.
Honey, you better keep that stupid flea-bag dog away from my cat.
Achoo! I hate that cat. It makes me sneeze. I always walk around acting like it's smarter than me.
I hate that dog of yours. It makes Butterscotch nervous.
Nervous? I'll show you nervous. Shake him, Gingus.
These ruined lives didn't have to turn out like this. These folks could have saved a heap of trouble by investing in one pet, which combines the best parts of the canine and feline world. I'm talking about the Australian barking cat. Yep, the Varmint Mart down at Drywall Mall just got in a shipment of Australian barking cats, from purse size to big as a Volkswagen. There's an Australian barking cat for your budget. Are you uncomfortable around regular cats? Well, who wouldn't be? Let's face it, they're weird. But the barking cat combines dog disposition with cat cool. And these rascals are heck on burglars. The protective instincts of the dog with the killer battle savvy of the cat. Lord have mercy on the dim bulb after your silverware. You'll never buy two separate bags of food again, neither. And neighbors, no litter box and no unsightly nightly deposit in your backyard. These beauties are bred to make a beeline to the nearest neighbors when nature calls. Well, come on down to the Varmint Mart and pick out your lifelong companion today, only $9.99. And remember, as they sing in Australia, buy me barking cat now, mate. Buy me barking cat now. Makes more sense than a cow, mate. Buy me barking cat now. All right.
And now back to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you, Texas Dick Thunder. Well, guest time once again on Riders Radio Theater, and to introduce the guest, I would like to introduce Woody Paul.
Thank you, Ranger Doug, and it's, boy, what a great band we have with us here tonight. They're friends of ours from Nashville, Tennessee. They have a very interesting name, the Cluster Pluckers, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, thank you. Hi, y'all.
Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Hi, guys. What are you going to perform for us today?
Well, we're going to do our big hit, I think.
Your big hit?
Yeah.
Gosh, did it climb up the charts?
Yeah. All the way to number 142 on the independent charts.
Wow.
Yeah. Ones that count.
Well, you sound like you have the same record distribution writers in the sky has. All right, let's hear it.
Stay, babe, it's gonna hurt for a long, long time. I've been with you, and I've been without you, and neither way gives me any peace of mind. And I may leave in the wee small hours, I'm not brave enough to kiss you goodbye. But once I get the nerve up, I'm going. One more try. Much more than halfway, I've tried it your way, but you don't see things the way I do.
Oscar Plucker.
You know, Ranger Doug, it's nights like this, I just wish we had an hour show so we could let him do a whole bunch of songs. Gosh, you folks have really paid some dues over the years, and it's great to see it's paying off for you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a great time, but we're hanging on to our day job, though.
Really? What kind of day jobs do you have? McDonald's? 7-Eleven? Booking agents?
No siree, Bobcats. We've invested our money, and we own our own business, don't we, Pluckers?
Well, gosh, what kind of business?
We run our own airline.
Really?
Yep. It's a Cluster Plucker Airlines, but we've only got one plane.
But it's a Concorde. We use it just for special charters.
A Concorde? That's great. Who flies it?
I do.
I'm the mechanic.
I serve the drinks. I start the movies.
Gosh, and what does he do?
I play the banjo.
I guess someone has to do it.
Hey, we gotta run.
I thought so. Why do you suppose you have to run?
Well, because we've got a big charter coming up.
Ah.
So long, riders.
Well, there they go.
So long.
Cluster Plucker.
Another big hand.
Riders Radio Theater is a mammoth radio pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Don't go away, Saddle Pal. We'll be right back. Here's a little of the Woody Paul Western theme, 8 3/4. Welcome back, Buckaroos and Buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 8 of the exciting Western melodrama, Trail of the Diamond Desperado. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, the First Rational Bank of Tumbleweed Valley is in deep trouble as a result of what appears to be an unsound investment in an Australian diamond mine. In an effort to save their hometown bank, Riders in the Sky have come to Paris, France, to seek a bailout from the Euro-Indo-Economic Industrial Organization. On their way through Paris, Ranger Doug reminisces about an earlier trip he made to Gay Paris.
Yeah, fellas, it was some years ago. I was the featured trick yodeler in Cowboy Sid's Wild West show out here. We toured Europe. Paris was our last stop. When our accordion player suddenly became ill, Sid replaced him with a banjo player. And what a banjo player, Mimi.
The yodeler and the banjo player fell madly in love, but tragically it was not to be. And when the show closed, irreconcilable differences surfaced.
Darling, Mimi, there's one little, well, two little things about you.
Duh.
Yes, I just can't stand the banjo.
But Ranger Doug, you know my dream is to be the first rock and roll banjo player. I want to be the next Banjo V. Get it?
No, I don't. And that brings up the other little thing. Those puns. I hate puns.
Well, so, the yodel I despise. And your big chapeau, too.
That does it. You've broken my heart. Au revoir, Mimi. Goodbye forever.
Someday you'll be sorry, Ranger Doug. I'll make you pay for this, you big boof jet.
And that was the last time Ranger Doug saw Mimi. Until, that is, he walked into the offices of the EIEIO and discovered that the head of the bank bailout division was none other than Mimi. Now, episode 8, entitled Last Yodel in Paris. As the two former lovers' eyes meet, the very air tingles with electricity or something.
So, Ranger Doug, we meet again.
Mimi,
How are you, Mimi?
I'm well. I see you still have your big shampoo.
Yeah.
Do you still yodel?
Oh, gosh, does he ever.
I was not talking to you.
No. No, you weren't.
Mimi, we came to see about a bailout for our local bank.
Yeah.
Can you help us?
Oh, perhaps. But first, I must ask some questions of you.
Oh, what kind of questions?
They do not concern you. Sit down and be quiet.
Why, you? Well, all right.
Only one person can be on a loan application, and that person, in this case, is you, Rachel Doug.
Okay. What do you need to know?
Well, to begin with, do you still loathe the banjo?
Well, actually,
I like the banjo.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Rachel Doug.
Mimi, you know me. I can't tell a lie. Yes, I still loathe the banjo. But look, let me explain.
No. Next question. Do you still loathe the pun?
Look, is answering these questions really a requirement for a loan?
Oui. You see, the founder of the UEEO, Monsieur Ode McDonald, was a concert banjo performer and a punster extraordinaire.
Uh-oh.
So I ask you again, do you still loathe the banjo and the pun?
Mimi, it would be the easy way for me to lie to you.
Well, there goes the bailout.
To tell you that I love banjos and puns, yes, it would be the easy way, but it wouldn't be
the cowboy way.
Well, there goes the bailout.
I guess there's no point in filling out these forms, then.
I'm afraid not. You see, rules are cruels. Did you get that one?
No, I didn't. Well, boys, come on. There's no point in us staying here. Let's go.
We're with you, Ranger Doug. Come on, Woody.
But wait, you buff boys, the best is yet to pun.
Rejected, downhearted, and flat broke, the riders leave the EIEIO building and dejectedly make their way back to the little fountain where they'd earlier left their horses.
Gosh, the EIEIO was our last hope. What are we gonna do now?
We're flat broke in a foreign country.
We got no food for me to fix.
That's some consolation.
Yeah, I say,
I've been thinking about it, boys, and it looks like to me, since we can't arrange a bailout of any kind for the First National Bank, why, the only thing left for us to do is roll up our big sleeves and go to Australia. Find out what happened to that diamond mine they invested all their money in.
Well, that's just great. I guess it's that kind of thinking that made you the idol of American youth.
Yes, side meat, I suppose it was.
Well, while you were thinking, did you give some thought as to how we're gonna get there? We're flat broke, busted, tapped out. To put it in a vernacle, we ain't got a sou.
Side meat's right, Ranger Doug.
I'm afraid he is.
I know we're in bad shape, fellas. All we have left to our names are our horses, the clothes on our backs, our instruments, and of course, our God-given talent. But
Watch out for that car!
Hey, buddy! You need to watch where you're going.
Thanks for the advice. Here's some for you. Be outside the stage door of the Moulin Rouge in exactly 12 minutes.
Well, why?
Do yourself a favor, pal. Go there and find out.
Who are you, stranger?
Deuce is the name. Deuce X McKenna. Gotta go now. So long.
What do you think he was talking about, Ranger Doug?
I don't know, Woody, but I don't have to know. But if I know my Latin, and I do, I think we'd better do exactly as he suggested.
What's Latin got to do with it?
Well, Deus Ex Machina is a Latin phrase which has its origins in the theater of ancient Greece. It's used to describe an unexpected occurrence that rescues someone from an apparently hopeless predicament.
Oh, you mean the kind of stuff that usually happens in bad fiction and B-movies and low-budget public radio melodrama?
Exactly, Too Slim. Now, if we're going to be at the stage door of the Moulin Rouge in exactly 12 minutes, we'd better get going. Let's mount up and ride. Come on.
Fortunately, Ranger Doug is very familiar with this part of Paris, and exactly 12 minutes later, they're standing outside the stage door of the famed Moulin Rouge nightclub.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen.
I suspect we're about to find out. Look, the stage door is opening.
The door is indeed opening, and through it, in a cloud of cigar smoke, comes a small man in a fringe jacket, fancy cowboy boots, and a big 10-gallon hat. Halfway out the door, he stops and turns back to say something to someone behind him.
They stink, I tell you. Sure, they're beautiful. Sure, they don't wear any clothes. But I tell you, that's not enough. If they're going to Australia, they got to yodel. Do they yodel? No. And if I don't have me a world-class yodeler signed in 15 seconds, I gotta cancel the big down under tour of my Buffalo Sid's Wild West show. What's that sound? Wait a minute. I'd know that yodel anywhere. There's only one yodel like that on the face of this earth, and it belongs to Ranger Doug.
Buffalo Sid, my old compadre.
Ranger Doug. I can't tell you how glad I am to see you.
Buffalo Sid, believe me, I feel the same way, old pal.
Ranger Doug, tell me you're broke. Tell me you need a job. Tell me you want to go to Australia.
Buffalo Sid, I'm broke. I need a job and I want to go to Australia.
That's terrific. I'm about to embark on the biggest tour of my career. I'm taking Buffalo Sid's Wild West show down under, and I need a yodeler.
Well, you've got one, you old scutter.
Okay. Now, come to think of it, I could use a rope trick artiste, too.
Gosh, I can do that.
Okay. And I could use a good varmint dancer, too.
Gee, I can do that.
That's great. Now, all I need is a cook, and I'm ready to go. Okay. I can tell a cook when I see one. But you'll have to do. You boys. What's so funny? What's so funny? You boys get your horses and meet me in an hour at Orly Airport, gate 999. I've chartered a Concorde to take us to Melbourne. Now, here's $500. It's in advance, and I'll see you at the airport.
Buffalo Sid.
Ranger
will
Doug.
Be there, partner.
All right, so boy. Long, boys.
Wow, that's some coincidence, isn't it? I mean, us being here at just the right time, and Buffalo Sid needing a yodeler and all that. Well,
I'll tell you what, from now on, when Deuce X McKenna shows up and tells me to do something, I ain't gonna waste any time doing it, Jack.
The riders quickly reclaim their horses and ride to Orly Airport. Once there, they make sure their mounts are comfortably situated in the posh animal section of the posh Concorde, and then settle into their own seats for the long flight ahead. And moments later, they're airborne and winging their way to adventure down under.
Good afternoon, and welcome aboard Cluster Plucker Airlines Flight 999, nonstop service to Melbourne, Australia. Your pilot is Captain Dale, your co-pilot is Mark, your maintenance engineer is Blaine, your flight attendants are Margaret and Chris. We request now that you take a moment to look around the cabin and familiarize yourself with the location of Richard, the banjo player. In the event that he starts playing, earplugs will automatically fall from the compartment above you. Carefully put one in the right ear and one in the left ear. Passengers with children should put theirs in first and then assist your children in putting theirs in. We'll be serving your choice of beverages soon. Thank you and enjoy your cluster plucking flight.
Flying at the speed of sound in a luxurious airplane soon lulls everyone into a peaceful, restful state of mind. That is until...
Uh-oh. Is that what I thought it was?
I'm afraid it was. Here come the earplugs.
We'll talk more about this later, Slim. Right now, let's get those earplugs in.
Right you are, Ranger Doug.
With a banjo flailing away and everyone comfortably ensconced in earplugs, the big Concorde cruises along through the atmosphere, and in no time at all, it makes its approach and prepares to land in Melbourne, Australia.
Thank you for flying Cluster Plucker Airlines. We realize you have a choice, and we appreciate your business.
Once they're on the ground, the riders waste no time getting their horses and getting off the plane.
Boy, Ranger Doug, that Concorde sure got us here fast, didn't it?
I don't know, Slim. My earplugs were defective, and that was without a doubt the longest flight I've ever been on in my life.
What did he say?
He said it was the...
Huh?
Well, take your earplugs out, you old coot. We're on the ground now.
Wait a minute. I can't hear you. I got earplugs in my ears. Rear.
Oh, now what'd you say?
I said you drive me crazy, you old coot.
Driving you crazy is redundant, Woody Paul.
Okay, boys. Look, something tells me we're going to have enough trouble as it is on this adventure. We don't need any squabbling among ourselves.
Gosh, you sound serious, Ranger Doug.
I am serious too, Slim. I've sensed something very evil in this from the beginning.
Really?
And now that we're here, I smell some real trouble coming. So I think it'd be a good idea for us to stay alert at all times.
What evil lurks in the land down under? What does real trouble coming smell like? How bad will our Australian accents really be?
Why?
To find the answers to these and many more necessary questions, you must be here same time, same station, for the next exciting episode of Trail of the Diamond Desperados, entitled Ranger Doug's Nose Knows. It's fairly dinkum wombat baiting, pure two-bob melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. And now here again are Riders in the Sky, Joey the Cowpoke King, and the Cluster Pluckers.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life.
This is Texas Big Spender saying so long, Saddlebags. We'll see you next week on Riders Radio Theater.
This is the VXU Radio Network.